Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Laura Styles here. Check out season 2 of Summer Jam Through the Years, available on all podcast platforms. Get the behind-the-scenes stories from hip-hop's biggest concert. Listen to hip-hop history on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Represent the hood.
Summer Jam, it's such a moment, it's such a big stage. Summer Jam is just one of those staples in hip-hop.
Hot 97 Summer Jam.
To be somebody, you gotta be on that Hot 97 Summer Jam stage.
Hot 97 Summer Jam, one of the most overwhelming experiences of my life.
Summer Jam means so much to me. Always going to see all our favorite artists.
Everybody on that big Summer Jam stage.
You never know what you might see at Summer Jam.
It's Ebro in the Morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
A legend in the room. His name is Common Sense.
That's right.
Or Common as he's known now because he's an actor.
You know? Was like 20 years ago.
I know.
How long ago did you, how long ago now did you lose sense? 25 years ago?
Yeah, that was like, that was 95, man.
Yeah,
was tough in my life too, man.
Cause why?
Because you know, when you choose a name, especially in hip hop, you like, look, I'm Common Sense. And then people started knowing me. Like, it took time for people to get to know. Coming from Chicago, it took time for me to get known by anybody. So soon as I started getting known, that was the album Resurrection. I used to love Common Sense. People was giving me a little love.
Yeah.
Then a group had the same name, and they straight was like, they busted a lawsuit real quick.
Damn. Quick. Enough that they pulled the sense off of the later copies of Resurrection.
Bro,
the early ones say Common Sense.
So I, by the way, didn't know about the other group. This is 95. This is also when Biggie Smalls had to deal with the white rapper kid and flip from Biggie Smalls to Notorious B.I.G.
Yeah, no, this group was, they was like doing local performances in California, but
their business was together.
Their business was together. My business, you know, it was like the first, you know, when you're doing your first album, you try to get whatever lawyer you can. If you don't got any, like, I ain't have a lot of people around me that knew the business. So we was just geeked to just get signed. So basically, my label was like, nah, you know, it's a cease and desist order, so you got to change his name. Yo, you ain't going to be able to sell no albums under the name Common Sense.
Damn.
And like you said, P, we had to remove the old albums that had Common Sense. They had to stop those. They had to pull those.
And it's crazy because now it seems like a footnote. You've been Common for so long, right? Like, our parents and everyone knows you as Common because you've become this household name. But it must have been a thing. You must have been tight at the time.
It was a thing, bro. That's when I started losing my hair for real. I was stressed out, man. But, you know, it's something how the divine work, though, because now I'm embracing Common. You know, of course I had to, but it feel almost better that it became Common. And the people that know, like, they didn't know me as Common Sense. Ebro, like, yo, Common Sense. It just felt natural. So that kind of let me know.
Well,
where people know you
even
from.
In the actor space, where some rappers that became actors and started acting, you would see in the credits, you would see their government, and then their rapper name is kind of in quotes in the middle. Quotes. You didn't even do that.
I didn't do that. I'm starting to think about doing that, man, because it's like, I don't know, I've been feeling better on the sets and everything when people, I'll be like, call me Rashid, you know, that's my middle name, that's what people, and I'm like, man, I'm probably going to start at some point just going by Rashid Lynn, but, you know, putting Common. Initially, I was like, I need to get this crossover understanding of people, because some people have seen me in acting, they don't even know I rap, like, for real.
Right.
And it's like, so, and then some people, I'm like, yo, some of the people watching our show now, they got Apple TV Plus because they see Common in it.
Right.
So I'm like, I got to utilize that. You build your name for a reason.
Yo, yeah, that's crazy, though. You walk a real interesting space of people who see you and go, And then people are like, I know you from somewhere. Bruh. Like, you have all of it in there, right?
Bro, it'd be like some people, I mean, just yesterday this dude was like, man, where I know you from? And I mean, sometimes I'll tell them exactly so they ain't going through the whole thing.
So what do you say then? What?
Sometimes I'll be like, man, I'm a soccer player. Or you know, I'll just be like, just saying, I mean, or I'll say, listen, yeah, you might have seen me in some movies or something. And then I'll try to, because they'll be like, where do I know you from? And it'll be sometimes younger dudes saying that. So they know me from, you know, either a movie or something. They know the face. But I still.
Well, it's also now, it's so terrible out here. The bald head beard thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yo.
But, bro,
it's rough out here, bro. But look, I told Common early on, I was like, bro, I had the beard first. You know what I'm saying?
I had it first, bro. I'm older than you, and yet his beard is so much tighter.
I got a little blacking in here.
He's an actor. Yeah, he's got to keep a look. Yeah, I just come up here wild out.
Exactly.
You know what
I love that, though. That's the flavor. That's like that blackness, baby. Yeah, that's
if you weren't acting or anything, would you be letting it go?
I would let it go. But, you know, some of the characters I'm playing 41-year-old. I got to, like, you know, keep that freshness. So.
Well, and on that show, the show Silo, I've been telling Rosenberg.
Yeah, I'm psyched to start it. I haven't started it yet, but I'm psyched to start it.
So I'm in.
You going to dig it, man.
We're not fucking with bro.
Yeah, he's ops.
Hey, bro.
This the op.
That's what you may think. And look, my character is fucking on some, like, judicial enforcement.
Now, I saw
government.
They tried to weave in the fatherhood shit of laying in the bed with your kid and all that dynamic and show the softer side.
Yeah.
But, yo, my man.
Yeah.
I can't even tell you. Bro kills people, bro.
Yeah, bro. People
come up missing fucking with bro.
It's for the right reasons, though. It's for the reasons.
It's for the silo.
It's for the right reasons.
You know what I'm saying?
It's for the silo. You know, I ain't gonna front. Like, getting that character, I was like, damn, I'm straight playing, like, the opposite of what I would be, you know, and who I am in society. Because
So let me, for the audience, you haven't watched it. They live in a silo. It's 10,000 people that are in this silo. They know nothing about their past. They don't know why they're in the silo. They don't know who built the silo. They don't know what's going on outside the silo. They're scared to go outside. If you ask to go outside the silo, all they see is people see this camera and people go out there and die. They don't know if the environment's killing them. They don't know if somebody else is killing them. So there's a faction of people.
And the audience doesn't know either?
The audience don't know either. There's a faction of people who are trying to find out the truth. But it's against the law to even have what they call relics. So somebody will have like a handy cam or a hard drive. If you have that and it has info.
Illegal.
It's illegal. It's illegal. Against the law.
Right. It's like, yo, that was a great description of the show. And the thing is, it made me, when I first started reading the scripts, I was like, man, this is a great ass story. Like just the mystery of it. But then it made me start thinking about all the stuff that we accepted, that we told, that we never think about. I mean, we people that's aware, but think about just in society and even being aware. I'm like, man, all the stuff we just been through, what was really real and what is not? Mm. And this show make you, like, question those truths because, as Ebro was saying, like, these relics, they like, yo, you can't have that, like, your cell phone. Well, who determines if it's good or not? They determine if people can get pregnant or not.
Oh, right.
You know, it's like, it's some.
And how many episodes?
It's 10 episodes.
There's only six out now.
Okay, so it's dropping weekly.
Yes.
But it's weekly. Six in.
Yes. Yeah,
and it's on in. Apple TV Plus.
Apple TV
Plus. Because a lot of people right now, you know, you got a lot of people looking for that show. Succession just ended.
I know.
You got a lot of people being like, where's my next?
Well, and this is definitely a show, like, you know, I know in my household, like, when I'm watching a show with my lady, right? Yeah. I know what she's going to like and what she's not going to like. And there's shows she's not going to be able to get into because it takes them a little bit of time to build.
A lot of dudes suffer through this. So they have an ADD for shows.
Well, and then if the show...
I know, man.
Yo, and like, if the show ain't sexy and there's no outfits... Yeah. Yo, this show is grimy.
Yeah.
Like, it's dirty.
Yeah.
They're in a silo. People are just getting by. Like, it ain't fly.
Yeah.
The circumstances that they're in,
but
right?
Is your girl in or no?
She's I'm not waiting for her. She'll jump in and out.
It take a little time, man. I ain't go front, but
Severance took time.
Yeah, that's what it is. Some of them like it take time to develop and they want to build that world. But I have had, you know, some of my friends like, man, I got to wait on my wife to watch it. But
Don't wait on your wife, bro.
Yeah.
Watch it, let them catch up when they're going to catch up.
I talked to a guy the other day, my good friend. He goes, I haven't watched Succession since season 1. I was like, "What?" He's like, "My wife says all the characters are negative. I was like, go watch the show.
You can't let your wife control what you
You're missing a classic?
Well, because here's what happens, though. And see, and you know this, what happens is you only have a certain amount of time in a day to couple up and be a couple.
Yeah.
Right? Everybody working all day, whatever's going on. And so in those windows where you get to couple up, y'all want a show.
Yeah, no, I'm with that.
Right? And so if she don't like the show,
it can make it hard.
If you're like,
No, but I got some homies that too, they like, man, my wife like, don't go watch the next episode till I watch it. So, and man, I had this cat come to me the other day. He was like, man, this is a white cat. He was from San Francisco because I was picking his brain because he said, man, I've been watching Silo. And he was like, man, me and my daughter watch it. She's 22 years old. We don't got nothing to talk about, but we talk about Silo.
Wow.
And I was like, yo, that's dope. You know, you never think about the bridges it can cause. But I've been wanting to be a part of something that's just like hit the zeitgeist and got a certain level, like on that Succession level or Game of Thrones.
Right.
Yeah. And I feel like we starting to tap in. Like, this been Apple number one drama that Apple has ever had, like right now.
Oh, it's blowing up like that.
We right behind Ted Lasso on the Apple.
Ted Lasso's fire. That's where you're trying
to be. So, wait, you ain't watched it?
I haven't watched it, man. I mean, I watched some pieces because I had to, like, going into the work that we're doing, like, I was like, let me see what else I need to work on. Right. But I ain't gonna front. I did watch this episode that just passed it got me. I was like, because after you film it, you kind of forget what's happening. I was watching it like, oh shit.
But doesn't it help you as an actor to see the other scenes and the other parts of the story that you're not directly involved in kind of come?
It definitely does. But this, with this Silo, it's kind of tripped out because it is only 10,000 people, but it's almost like its own town, and you don't interact with everybody.
That's
like
real.
It's like a class. And what's crazy is, like Ebro was saying, how there's no history of recorded history, so people don't know certain things. There ain't no racism or sexism.
Yeah, he was saying race isn't in the thing.
But
at
it's
all.
Classism. Right. And it's like, so I'm working with judicial. I don't go down to the down deep, which is basically like the hood or, you know.
So the down deep is where all the mechanics are and all the people who keep the machines running and keep the whole ventilation system going. And they're grimy and like they're doing the real work.
So it's crazy because just the other day we had like a little get together. I had a little barbecue for some of the cast. We kicked it. And I met some people on the show that I had never even met because we just don't work in the same spaces, but it's a dope.
Ain't
show.
No elevator. So there's 10. It's a silo. You gotta walk that bitch.
100 levels.
100 levels. So people that live in the down deep, they've maybe never even made that walk.
It's crazy.
Oh, that's ill. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Truthfully, I didn't even realize that's what a silo was, but thank you for sharing.
Yeah. I didn't know it initially when they first were like, we do a silo.
Whatever. But it's an ill show. It's an ill show. Yeah. And I definitely believe they poisoning people that go out to do cleaning.
Man, I mean, I ain't saying
that. That's a little spoiler alert, but that's my own. That hasn't been proven. That's my own.
Yeah. But that's what I love. Like, man, my homies be calling me like, yo, so what is this and what's that? And they got their own beliefs and theories about what's going on outside, or is it somebody being poisoned? I'm like, man, I can't say nothing. I'm just geeked that, like, my people watching. You know, that we watching, they asking me these questions and thinking about it in that way.
Well, and to your point, it definitely challenges the idea of who has the power to say who has power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The caste system and the, like, socioeconomic kind of system of it all. The classism is all in there. And then just the desire to know, like, because even in our regular everyday, there's people who give a fuck about how we got to this point in society. There's mad people who don't give a fuck.
Yeah. We see that all the time.
They don't give a fuck about the story.
Yeah, but it's just too, like, man, the shit we be getting told is like, damn, okay. I mean, I thought about, like, you know, because in Silo, they telling people, hey, man, this is what, if you do this, then this is going to go wrong. Like, if you go out, your life is gone. Or this is what's on the screens. They just creating what they want to create. So I was thinking, like, man, you know, when we was young, studying in school, like, we were told Christopher Columbus discovered America. When we saw Native Americans was here, but we still was accepting that shit, like, Christopher Columbus discovered
America. It's the programming.
It's the programming. And, like, yo, what do you, or, like, shit, just during the pandemic, what was true and what was not?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I ain't no big conspiracy looking for everything wrong, but I just, like, feel like, okay, you got to think for yourself to a certain degree.
Well, even on that, the pandemic where, you know, we was having them debates every day up here, what's real, what's not, whatever. And a lot of times I was sore too shit. People dying.
Yeah.
And they saying, if you do this, you're not going to die.
Right, and that's what a lot of times.
I'm doing the one that has the option I'm being given.
Yeah.
And in the silo, and the reason I bring that up, in the silo, there's specifically shit that's like, hey, if you say X and you want to do X, go on.
Yeah.
But you're going to die.
Right. But that bring me to my character too. Like when I'm playing this character, I was like, man, I'm working saying, man, I'm part of judicial. That's the mixture of government, CIA. I'm the head of security for judicial.
This guy's the fucking ops.
It's on the level. But look,
y'all not gonna like our guy.
Yeah.
Y'all not gonna like him.
Yo, but I.
But
like
you're a good actor for that.
Thank you, brother.
When the interview, I was gonna cancel it. I was like, I don't know if I'm fucking with him right now.
He gets very confused. It's hard for him. He wanted to know.
Be like, yo, fuck you, bro. That's some bullshit, bro. Nah, not right now.
This feels like, though, you seem excited about it in a different way than we've seen you with movies. Does it feel like right now you play a part in a movie, like you were wonderful in Selma, for example, right? Yeah. You pop up in a movie, you have a part, you have a few lines, it's neat, blah, blah, blah. But this is different. These shows recur and they become a part of people's lives.
Yeah.
Are you feeling that already?
I feel that, man. I feel like this has been like...
Guys, getting tickets today can be stressful, all right? It shouldn't be like this. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets. I'm talking about for sports, music, comedy, and any theater near you, okay? Amazing deals on last-minute tickets. Best price guaranteed. I have it. I love using the Game Time app. It's simple. I can just find the tickets I want and get a great price, and I know I'm getting a good deal. Matter of fact, I just used the Game Time app a couple of weeks ago when I was out of town and wanted to catch a baseball game, and boom, got last minute tickets for an incredible price. Plus, they have tickets right up to the day of the event, exclusive flash deals on tickets for football, basketball, baseball, concerts, comedy, and more. And Game Time's guaranteed. If you find tickets in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Snag the tickets without the stress with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use our code EBRO for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and use the code EBRO, EBRO, for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
One of the greatest projects, like film or TV wise, I've ever been a part of, just for the quality of it and the way people respond to, and what I get to do with the character. Look, I'm getting to play somebody that is opposite of me. I want people to be like, I like him, I don't like him.
Right.
But it's giving me a chance to develop within this character and show different sides. Like, this dude is judicial, but he's still a family man, too. And that's how human beings, like, it's nobody is all good and bad in life or in the silo. So it's like, to get that type of development and work with these actors. I'm working with Tim Robbins, man. Shawshank Redemption was one of my favorite movies. You know what I'm saying? And Rebecca Ferguson, one of the incredible actresses. So for me, it is one of the...
David Oyelowo.
David Oyelowo, Rashida Jones. It's like...
Oh, Rashida Jones too?
Yeah.
Rashida Jones in there for a quick minute.
Hey, come on, man. Sorry, let it be. But it is. Like, I'm super grateful that I'm a part of this one.
What's on the music...
Man, I'm
playing for you.
Soon as I finish what we doing now, like I'm like looking forward to cooking. I'm about to cook up, man, because I've been like fiending to do some music, and I've been really connecting with some of the guys like Pete Rock and some of them guys. I want to do something to just give me that boom back. Like it ain't, because if I do music, it ain't like I'm doing it to be like I need to get out and be on the radio and this and that.
It's pressure free.
Make I'm doing it for you the want. Love, man. And I just want to make music people feel.
On that, you know, here at the show, we came up with this terrible idea to do the top 50 hip-hop records of all time.
Yeah.
For the 50 years of hip-hop.
Yeah.
And the reason I say it's a terrible idea is because how do you narrow down to 50 records? But we're doing it.
We're trying.
So far on the list, we have Nas, If I Ruled the World, Paid in Full, Eric B., Rakim, Juicy, Biggie, Nicki Minaj, Roman's Revenge, Kanye, Through the Wire, Grandmaster Flash, The Message, Nas, New York State of Mind, J. Cole, No Role Models. The Loonies, I Got Five on it. I forgot that made it on it.
Well, that was the weed day.
Mos Def, Miss Fat Booty, Wu-Tang Clan, Cream, Far Side Running, Tribe Called Quest, Bonita Applebum, Royce the 5'9", Boom, Triumph, Wu-Tang Clan, Slick Rick, Children's Story, Biggie, One More Chance, Lil' Kim, Big Mama Thang, 50 Cent in the Club, Dougie Fresh, and Slick Rick, Lottie Dottie, Mobb Deep, Shook Ones.
Yes, sir.
Meek Mill, Dreams and Nightmares, Wu-Tang Clan, Method Man, Rough Riders Anthem from DMX, Raekwon Ice Cream,
yes.
Kanye Jesus Walks,
of course,
N.W.A. Straight Outta Compton, yeah. Eminem Lose Yourself. And that's so far. Now, we're doing this every week. Each of us on the show submit 2 records. So 10 records go up, and then the audience gets the final vote.
I still think we need to rediscuss at the end. Because I think there are some we still need to go over.
We need to just yank and make an executive decision.
There's something when you say them, I go,
What about Scenario, Tribe Called Quest?
It's been submitted.
So Scenario's been submitted, I think, once. So far, Benita's the one that got in.
Yeah, got in. What about Big Daddy Kane, like Raw?
We submitted...
Ain't No Half Step.
Ain't No Half Step.
Okay.
Has Raw been submitted? No.
What about the Symphony?
Symphony hasn't got submitted yet. But we have to go. So we broke it up in eras.
Yeah.
So it's like 79 it's impossible, to 84.
Right, it's impossible.
85 to 89. 90 to 95. 96 to 2000.
Yeah.
2001. Like, we broke it up in chunks. So each week we could come in and kind of try to focus. But what'd you say? You said...
I said Symphony.
And Scenario.
Scenario. I wanted to put a Rakim in there, too.
Which
we got paid in full.
But you could do Eric B. as president.
Yeah. I was listening to that a lot. I was doing this play,
I ain't
man.
No joke. It's my shit.
That video. I used to see that video on them in the green and blue, like them suits and Flavor Flavors in that shit. They were dancing in that shit.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
That was, man, I ain't no joke. But Eric B. for president was incredible. But, y'all, I go to the ghetto. What about My Philosophy?
My Philosophy. No, My Philosophy got submitted.
That.
My Philosophy.
Now, I got a crazy idea, though.
Sounds of the Police got submitted.
That has to be submitted.
About Respiration?
That got submitted.
I think Respiration may have been submitted.
I gotta submit one that I'm
on.
We have an idea.
Okay.
We want to submit this week. Mm-hmm. I Used to Love Her.
Yes, come on, man. I was waiting to hear that on the list, man.
But to celebrate that, how do you feel about us queuing up that instrumental and giving us a little live version of I Used to Love Her? You down for that?
I Used to Love Her live.
Come on, put your headphones on, man.
Yeah, we y'all want to do the whole thing or the first
you
and third?
You can do the first, right? Whatever you want. Whatever your common sense, you do whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
I mean, this is my submission for the week, bro. This is...
So wait, the live version is going to go up to get voted on?
No. It's just a song. But I'm sure if we have the opportunity to have the man in the house himself, why not hit him?
Yeah.
But this is a... the ones I look at, I always try to look for stuff that are not only great songs that you can listen to, but songs that meant something. You know what I mean?
Because
this song really meant something at the time.
Yo.
Like, you remember people were like, when they figured it out, like the first time you heard it then?
Yeah, that's why I said when we earlier talked about Common Sense, this song was the first time that, like, I remember Biggie, you know, back then you used to get quotes from artists like Biggie says this or that. And Biggie gave me some love when I used to love it. And different, you know, Nas... I came out here, Nas is for me one of my greatest inspirations. He was like, yo, you doing your thing. And I was like, oh, man, you know, being in Chicago and getting that was like a stamp. And I was like, man, and it was that I Used to Love Her. So I'm glad y'all considering
also,
that.
I don't know. It was records that came, like, I used to, I don't think the movie, like, maybe it does, but in my mind, the movie Brown Sugar happens because of I Used to Love. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the
that's there was a great, that's a
like
really good hip, point.
Like thinking of hip hop as an entity, as a living, breathing
being, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
That it started with I Used to Love Her for the most part.
Yo,
right?
They told me Brown Sugar, point blank, the writer of Brown Sugar, Mike Elliott, had come to me to write on something else. That Carmen hip hopper thing that Beyonce and Most did,
right.
But I wasn't ready yet, so. I know for sure I Used to Love Her inspired Brown Sugar. I mean, he ain't say it to me, but it's all over the...
But then when you and Erica came back around and did the...
Love of My Life. Yeah, I was geeked.
That was almost like I Used to Love Her Part 2.
It was.
Technically.
It was. That was the first time I ever... We sat in a theater and they screened a movie for us and I was like, man, this movie actually is like based around I Used to Love Her kind of... And they was referencing I Used to Love Her, so I was geeked up about it. And then Eric and I was like, yo, let's light this joint up. She was like, yo, we need to do like a part 2. We had Kool Herc in the video. It was a real tribute to hip-hop. So 50 years later, yo, we still celebrating our
culture.
And
you did
a
third one, basically.
Oh, yeah, with the Roots.
Yeah. Act 2, Love of My Life.
Act 2,
basically, you kind of continue the story.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I felt good that artists was inspired, whether it was Erica, The Roots, to be like, yo, we going to do our own version. And they was like, yo, come on, Ross, do this.
I really hope that the kids who fall in love with hip-hop these days, the way they're introduced to it, I hope it allows for them to feel the way we all felt and the way we felt it on your record. Like it was a real part of your identity.
It was a part, yo.
I hope they can still get that through TikTok Rosenberg, and all that.
Rosenberg, you just described exactly why, like, when people ask me about the difference in the eras, it's a feeling that, like, this music and culture, like, was just a part of who we were. Like I know about being a vegetarian because of KRS-One.
That's right.
There's
books you read because of hip-hop.
It's books I've read. It's like, I know certain Bibles, certain books in the Bible because KRS broke down.
That's the only reason I know who's on Why Is That.
Exactly. And it's like, man, that was like informing of who we were. And it also was just showing, like, it's other people that think like us. It gave us kind of heroes to look up to. And it also connected us too.
Oh, yeah. You found your tribe through it.
You found your tribe, man. Like, and it was like you could go from being a part of the Tribe Called Quest, De La Tribe, to being part of like Rakim and Big Daddy Tribe to the NWA,
yeah,
and still like identify with all of it. And I think that was the beauty of it, and the feeling, like that feeling, man. I don't know, like it was just the experience, and because it was like just beginning. And then it was developing, and it was so pure. That's what I used to love, is talking about the purity of it. Mm. Once, like, you get corporations to certain things, and you start looking at numbers and figuring out these things, you take away, you extract, like, what... Because we was just knowing, doing it because we loved it. And it's the innocence that you have when you're doing it because you love it, that just, you get some of the best creativity. You get the spirit that why we felt Method Man, like just rhyming or Biggie rhyming. It's a feeling. And it was like more than numbers. But as soon as we start getting into the numbers, it can take away.
Maybe no song got into that feeling more than this one right here.
Yeah.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yeah. Yes, y'all, and you don't stop. To the beach, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, y'all, and you don't stop. 1-2, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, y'all, and you don't stop. To the beat, calm sense to be the short shot. Come on, I met this girl when I was 10 years old. What I love most, she had so much soul. She was old school, I was just a shorty. Never knew throughout my life she would be there for me on a regular. Not a church girl, she was secular. Not about the money, studs, mic checking her. I respected her, she hit me in the heart. A few New York niggas had did her in the park. She was there for me, I'm there for her. Pull out a chair for her, turn on the air for her, and just cool out. Cool out, and listen to her. Sitting on bone, wishing that I could do her. Eventually, if it was meant to be, it would be. We related physically, mentally. She was fun then. I'd be geek when she come around. Slim was fresh, yo. When she was underground, original. Pure untapped with the down sister. Hey, yo, I miss her. Yes, y'all. And you don't stop. To the beach, y'all. And you don't stop. Yes, y'all. And you don't stop. 1-2, y'all. And you don't stop. Yes, y'all, and you don't stop. Till the yo, comma be the short shot. Yes, y'all, and you don't stop. Check it up, check it, check it up. Periodically, I would see Old girl at the clubs and at the house parties. Didn't have a body, but she started getting thick quick. Did a couple of videos and became Afrocentric. Out goes the weave, in goes the braids, bees, medallions. She was on that tip about stopping the violence. About my people, she was teaching me. By not preaching to me, but speaking to me in a method that was leisurely, so easily I approach. She dug my rap, that's how we got close. But then she broke to the West Coast, and that was cool. Around the same time, I went away to school, and I'm a man of expanding. Why should I stand in her way? She probably get her money in L.A. Then she did stuff. She got big pub, but what was foul? She said that the pro-black was going out of style. She said Afrocentricity was of the past. She got into R&B, hip house, bass, and jazz. Black music is black music, and it's all good. I wasn't salty she was with the boys in the hood, because that was new for her. She was becoming well-rounded. I thought it was dope how she was on that freestyle shit, having fun, not worried about anyone, and you could tell by how titties hung. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. Until the beat, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. 1-2, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. To the beat, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. Rosenberg, Ebro, would be the sure shot. I might have failed to mention that this chick was creative. Once dude got to her, he altered her native. Told her if she got an image and a gimmick, she could make money. And she what? She did it like a dummy. Now I see her in commercials. She's universal. Used to only swing it with the inner city circle. Now she be in the burbs, looking rockin', dressing hippie, and on some bullshit when she come to the city. Talking popping Glock, serving rocks, hitting switches. Now she's a gangster rolling with gangster bitches. Always smoking blunts, getting drunk, telling me sad stories. Now she only fucks with the funk. Stressing how hardcore and real she is. She was really the realest before she got in the showbiz. I did her, not just to say I did it, but I'm committed. But so many niggas in it, she's just not the same, letting all these niggas do her. I see Mark slamming her and taking her to the sewer. I'ma take her back, hoping that the shit stop. Who I'm talking about, y'all?
Hip hop!
Hip hop, yeah. Hip hop,
yes, yes, y'all.
I ain't rocked that the whole song in a long time, bro. I don't know. It's been years, like,
because in concert, you do a, what, you do a verse and
I do
get
a
out?
Verse. I do the first verse and the third verse. I was on that second verse, like, okay, come back, come back, come back.
Yo, you got it,
come
bro.
Back to me. I was like, come back.
Yo, why'd you throw in the sewer line? Was that a little, was that, a DOS effect job?
A little DOS.
You just didn't like what they were diggity
no,
doing?
I love DOS, but it's funny, man.
You thought it was a gimmick. It was the gimmick part.
I did, it was the gimmick. And initially, my first demo, I was doing these, and then they came out and just took it. I was kind of like, it was a little bit like,
can I borrow a dollar? Had a few of those. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And even like prior to that, it was like my demo that got me signed was to the Source, and I was doing it, but they took it to the next level. Yeah. And I just, you know, just threw a little song.
By the way, if we were to go through every word, I think there are probably a lot of subtle ones we don't even
catch. Yeah, even though I said I see Mark slamming her. I was talking about Onyx.
I see Mark slamming.
And he called
him
Marks. That was a stretch. That should have been the one that people really got in their feelings about.
Exactly. I was really.
Ice Cube shit was nothing. He called Onyx Marks.
Yo, it's a long time ago. It was a long time.
It was all love. It was all love. But I mean, I had to say what I said, and you know, I was just really talking about the gimmicks of the whole thing,
right?
You know, because at a certain point, it's like really what sparked me to write that too. At one point, I was watching some videos, and I was like, man, I saw some East Coast artists talking about hitting switches a lot, and I was like, man, come on, y'all don't do that on the East Coast like
Wait,
that.
Is that an Eric Sermon shot, too?
No, that wasn't Eric Sermon, but it was just that. It was more than Eric Sermon that was talking about
hitting switches.
I had too much love for E Double to put a shot on the record, but it just was like, I just was like, man, one thing I loved about hip-hop was like, I knew what Queens was because of Nas and because of Mobb Deep. Well, I knew what Brooklyn was because of Biggie, you know. So I liked that our tribes was talking about where we was from and like,
and it was there was a geography that was tied to clothes and cars and a way of life.
I mean, it's probably also what made you comfortable. Like, you've spent so much time in your life in New York, and you were comfortable with it probably because of hip hop.
Because of
hip hop,
it
gave you the sort of foundation.
It definitely, like, you know, I ain't gonna front. Just sometimes coming, I would be like, I want to see these places because you hear people rapping about it. I actually did a version of the Bitchin' You that the Havoc produced that never came out, and I went to Queens, and I was like, I want to see the 41st side of Vernon. I want to see. And they took me through the bridge, you know, the Queens Bridge project.
What happened to the Havoc version of?
Never released it, man. And Havoc was on it doing the chorus, and it was just, man, it was a crazy.
Where's
beat.
That at?
I don't know.
Let's hit up Havoc and find out if it is. Yeah. I'm going to hit Havoc.
If Havoc
it's
that.
Unlabeled on some hard
yeah,
drive
it's somewhere.
Somewhere
with other class. Because, you know, Havoc will throw shit out. Havoc's kind of producer. He will, where Prodigy and Alchemist will have to be like, no, don't get rid of that. I forget which record it is. It's Quiet Storm. One of those records almost got thrown out because Hav will just be like, ah, that's not a good one. I'm going to the next one.
Dude, Havoc, man. Them beats, man. I'll be listening to the Infamous over and over, like,
it's crazy.
You know what else I've been listening to, man? De La Soul need more love.
Well,
man.
They're getting it right now, though. They're getting a nice.
Their catalog
really helped.
It helped, man. When it got on streaming, I've been like working out.
Yo, man, that De La Is Dead album. There's so much in there, bro. Just the interludes, the beat changes in songs. Man, like, there's so much.
You're on one of my favorite De La songs of all time,
man. Dude,
The Business is one of my favorite De La records.
When I got to do The Business, man, that was a stamp that I had. That was like when De La Soul put me on the record, and it was like, that was for so many people. For me, I was like, when they even asked me to.
Now, that was a huge look.
I was like, man, this is incredible. And then, like, my homies, I remember writing the rhyme. I was saying it to them in the backyard. They was like, this nigga gonna be on a De La record. Like, coming out, I didn't have like a whole crew. So it was like to get a stamp from De La Soul and to be on their record. They was the first ones that took me to London, and it just was like a whole nother level for me.
So
I always pay homage to them.
It's hard for people to realize how big a look that was at the time. They weren't doing features.
Yeah.
Like, that was kind of before the era where, like, there was mad features on an album.
Yeah.
There might be one other one on Balloon Minds. On Stakes Is High.
Stakes Is
There's
High,
not a
yeah.
lot of features on there. You know what I mean?
Man, that's, man.
Common. Rashid, as you may come to learn his name is later.
Rashid Lynn.
Yes.
Check out Silo on Apple TV Plus. My brother, thank you for always
thank
coming by the program.
Thank
and thanks
brother.
For blessing
thank
us with that little
y'all, man.
I used to love a piece
deep.
Right there.
Got today.
Yeah. Laura Styles here. Check out season 2 of Summer Jam Through the Years. Available on all podcast platforms. Get the behind-the-scenes stories from hip-hop's biggest concert. Listen to hip-hop history on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Represent the hood.
Summer Jam, it's such a moment, it's such a big stage. Summer Jam is just one of those staples in hip-hop.
Hot 97 Summer Jam.
To be somebody, you gotta be on that Hot 97 Summer Jam stage.
Hot 97 Summer Jam, one of the most overwhelming experiences of my life.
Summer Jam means so much to me. Always going to see all our favorite artists.
Everybody on that big Summer Jam stage.
You never know what you might see at Summer Jam.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy, David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.